speaking about Lel Pesach before. Every line of the Haggadah has its own series of questions. There's one very famous kasha, which would be a kasha even if the Svarim didn't ask it. Had you brought us before the mountain of Sinai and not given us a Torah, would have been enough for us. How's a shaykh such a thing? It's like you make it all the way to the finish line and then you just stop right before you cross. The whole Tach, this is the beginning of the Torah. So what toelis is there in coming to Har Sinai and not receiving the Torah, Dayenu? So many answers are given to this. The very beautiful memra from Metzvi Hirshman Zedichoyev. It seems like it comes from his Rebbe Benachem Mendel, from Mimon of Zchusim Yagaleini. He says the following thing. The Klai Yisrael came to Sinai in Rosh Chodesh Sivan, but there was no Torah yet, so what were they doing for the 6 days preparing for the giving of the Torah? What were they doing all day? They were encamped at Sinai, anxiously waiting the giving of Torah. So what does a Yid do? So Menachem Mendel from Rimanov says they were saying Avar Abba. For those 6 days, they were the Tfilah Arichta, one long Avar Abba. The Hirsch says it is that they were saying a Harin Yina B'Sayar Secha B'Dabit V'Bein B'Mitzvah Secha. This kind of gives us a Pesach into a Minog, which is we find in the Sfarim HaKdoshim, and Chasaluzer brings it that on Chag HaShavuos, Shavuos morning, that when Ahava Rabba is said, it should be extra time. Not just like on a regular Shabbos, a regular Yontif, but slower, with more hisvakshos, with more hislavas. It's brought down in the Beis Medrash of the Tzadikin Kamoi, like the Rav Shetzer and the Devei Chaim. And that Kufa says that, I think they said about the Rav Shetzer that he had for maybe 4 or 5 hours, he said, Avar Abba. And he would go to each person on Shavuos morning, he would grab them by the shirt, and he would cry. And when he would say the words, V'hari nina b'sar secha, he would grab each person and cry over them, that Hashem should open up their hearts and tell you. Can you imagine saying Avar Abba 4 or 5 hours? That's after staying up all night. These tzaddikim, they never slept anyways. Certainly not the night of Shavuos. That was the avodah of a rabbi. And that was the avodah, according to Rabbi Nachum Alder from Imanov, Rav Tzvi Hirsch from Imanov. His name is Zedichoyev before, it's Rav Tzvi Hirsch from Imanov, Talmud Mubok, Rabbi Nachum Alder. That's the avodah leading up to Shavuos, is the Havarabba. And that's the avodah of Shavuos. What's interesting is that at the end of Havarabba, the Ria Kodesh tells us that although we know that there are sheish zechirais, that there's a remez to 3, some say 4 of the zechirais at the end of Avar Abba. And the Ria explains that when you say v'kiravtona malkenu l'shimcha gadol sela b'mes b'ahava, you have to have in mind the zechir of Matan Torah. Because one of the sheish zechirais is Matan Torah. The Ria writes, Matan Torah tzarech lirmais oisa ba'omracha uvon of acharta mikolam v'lashayin v'kerev tonem al kiru l'shimcha ha'gadol bi'ahava ki al yedei ha'tayra kirvanu l'shma ha'gadol. That through Torah he brought us close to his holy name, his great name, u'bochar bonem mikolam, and he chose us amongst the nations, v'kibalnu oisa alina l'malach, and we accepted his malchus upon us, v'zehu v'kerev tonem al kenu. You know, every single word of the Arizal is like so precise and so powerful. But the Ari here is almost touching up the whole Indian of what Matan Torah is. Like we said before, Matan Torah, that's the essence of Chag HaShavuos. But the way that the Siddur, according to the way the Ari sees it, is explaining Matan Torah is V'kereftonu malkeinu l'shim ha'gadol sela b'mes b'ahava. That it's an Indian of Kurva, coming close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we find even in the Torah itself that by the Zechira of Maimon Har Sinai, the Torah says, Hishama Lecha, Pentishach Zadvayim, Esharayinacha, Afrinyasum, Mevavach, Koy Mechayecha, Veodatam, Levanecha, Levanecha. The Pasuk before that says, Kimi Goy Gadol Asher, Elokim, Kravim Elov, Kashem Elokim, Vachol Kareinu Elov. Is there such a nation in the world who's Karev Takadosh Baruch Hu? And from that we go into the Zechir of Maimon HaSinai. And in the context there, Parshas Veschanan, the Torah tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu is recalling the whole Indian of Maimon Har Sinai, he says to Klal Yisrael, "Vatikrivun, vatamid tachas ahar," that you were brought close. Vatikrivun, vatamid tachas ahar. And then after that, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael that you made a mistake. That you said that we don't want to hear the dibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. We want to hear from you. Ba'abirato Shema. We want to hear from you, Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu calls that Vatikrivun Eli. That you came before me and you said, we want to change. Meaning to say that there was a Vatikrivun Vataman Tachasahar. But then there was a bittul of that Vatikrivun. Because it was Vatikrivun Eli. You came before me. But they stepped away from the Rabbanu Shalom and they came before Moshe Rabbeinu. So Mamela, the whole Indian of Matan Torah is that, and this is what Torah represents, the kurva which takes place between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Indian of a Kerev Tanu, the kurva that Kodesh Baruch Hu brought us close. What's interesting with Derech Remez is that the word V'Kerev Tanu is the exact same letters as Vatikrivun. It's just rearranged. Kerev Tanu Vatikrivun. Midrash Remez could say furthermore. He says, V'kerev Tanu Malkinu L'Shimcha Hagadol. Hagadol is Gematria 49, which is the 49 days from Pesach to Shavuos. L'Shimcha is Gematria Shamayim. Comes from the word Sham, shame. Vayibir Hashem al Hasina, Hirchen Shemaim al Ar. Shavuos is called Shemaim. It's the merging of Shemaim and Ar. That's called V'kerev Tanu Malkeinu L'Shimcha Gadol. And L'Shimcha Gadol is Gematria Aleph Chodesh Sivan. That the Kurvet started to take place on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, which is when they began Avar Abba. Akoponim, with this we can understand the question which we had said before. It said, "Ilu kivano lifnei Hasinai v'lenas lenas atayra dayenu." What to Ellis is it to come before Hasinai? If you're not going to get the Torah. But the pshat is that the coming of the Hasinai is another aspect besides the giving of the Torah, which of course is one with the giving of the Torah, and that's called ilu kivano. Kivano lifnei Hasinai means that when we became before the Hasinai, Kodesh Baruch Hu brought us close. And there's a kurva. Had there been a kurva without the giving of the Torah, that also would have been good. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he demonstrated that kurva, and the way to achieve that kurva is through Torah. But that's called ilu kirvano lifnei Hasinai v'lenas lenas atayra dayinu. Baruch Hashem, we have both. But if this kurva, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ashrei tivchar sakariv, how fortunate is a person. Ashrei chaboy lamazah. Ashrei tivchar sakariv, one of acharetim mikolam v'loshan, that you've been chosen, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu has brought you close. V'ani kivas elokim litoiv, David HaMelech says, that the whole metzias of David HaMelech's Yiddishkeit was kivas elokim. Torah in chitzonius and iglus haTorah is a set of rules, laws, and regulations that a person has to keep, and a schar v'oynish. But in pnimius haTorah, you don't talk to a person schar v'oynish if there's a relationship. And schar v'oynish is something that a teacher has to use with students. But if a parent has a good relationship with his children, or certainly a husband and a wife, when it comes with spouses, there's no shprach of schar v'oynish. Schar v'oynish is moira na richuk. But when there's kurva, that's why in the Torah Reb Shimon, there's no talk about schar v'oynish. It's only about the kurva. Like Reb Shimon says, anan v'chavivus atalya milsa, that everything when it comes to this chavraya, this teaching is all about chavivus, all about ahava. Kerftana makin l'shim ha'gadol sela be'emes u'ba'ahava. That's the primus of the giving of the Torah. Toichu ratzuf ahava. The toich, is ratzuf ahava. When there's ahava, there's kurva. So b'derech gematria, you could say as well. It's a very interesting thing. Because v'kerev tanu malkeinu, which we said before, which is mayor on the kurva, that's the essence of Matan Torah, is 9:10. That's gematria ilu kirvonu lifnei Arsinai. Also 9:10. Because the ilu kirvona lifnei Har Sinai is exactly that. It's called v'kerev tanu malkeinu. It's the kurva that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael. And even more so, this is a big gematria. Ilu kivonu lifnei har sinai v'lo nastan lanu es ha-Torah dayenu. Yeah. 2609 is gematria. Bonu b'charetem mikolam v'loshan v'kevtanu malkinu l'shim ha-godol. The koil is gematria. The essence of Matan Torah is the union of kivonu lifnei har sinai. Kadosh Baruch Hu brings us close. With the relationship, the kurva and the ahava. Ashrei tivchor skarif. When we come to Matan Torah, it's a big avoid of staying up all night. It's tiring. For two dayantiv. But the perspective coming into Matan Torah is this perspective of Ashrei tivchor skarif. How fortunate are we? Ashreinu matav chalkinim, onoin golem ayifo yishaseinu. That we have this Heilige Torah, which means that we have a connection in, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Ein Soif Baruch Hu. The Bayer with the Manig. The Metzias itself, and he brought us into that reality. And this is not just something which is Ashrecha B'Adam Hazeh, it's Tov Lanu L'Olam Haba, it's a Nitzchias. Because without that, Ma Chayinu, Ma Chaseinu Matzid Kaseinu, there's nothing. So we have to be very grateful on this day. And this is the essence of the Kevtan Makan Lishim HaGadol Se'ala Be'amis, Be'ahava L'Hoyde Slecha, is to be grateful to Kadosh Baruch Hu for that kurva. And halavai we should be zeicher, not just to be makabel the Torah, but to makabel the Torah behava. Like it says, Hada kibud miachashveirish, Rashi says, behava. That's the gold standard, is kabbalah satayr behava. And we should be zeicher to, every year we make a kabbalah satayr, this year should be with a hergish of a kerev tanu, and behava. And we should be zeicher to keep all the mitzvahs, and to be zeicher to exactly that, tashreinu b'alam hazeh, v'tevach alam haba, and to be zeicher to the yom shekudu shabbos, v'nuch hayom, and be eskoyot tzedek, v'mir v'min amin v'amin.
Amen.